Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We're going to do it live. If Keekless hurries up and puts on the headphones.
Wreck it. We'll do it live.
He won't have to wear the crown of shame.
Oh, thank you. I don't like putting the crown of shame.
Oh, no. He's waiting. He's waiting. He's holding the headphones down by his hip just to incur the wrath of the crown of shame.
Maybe I don't need your technological advancement.
Actually, the crown of shame is very, very low tech.
Talk about the headphones.
Oh, yeah. Would you like to describe the crown?
Well, for those familiar with the Burger King crown, it bears a striking similarity, except that it must be worn upside down.
That is sort of the Free Talk Live studio rule, that if you must wear the crown, it must be worn upside down.
Isn't that sacrilegious? Oh, wait, it's not the cross. Never mind.
Right. It's a cardboard Burger King crown. And we're not sponsored by Burger King in any way, shape, or form.
No.
Although it'd be nice if they want to throw us a couple of dollars.
I mean,
become an amplifier at amps.freetalklive.com.
Freetalklive.com. Support us, Burger King. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. You know, give us a whopper of a donation. And
we accept Dash.
We do, actually, among other things. But yeah. So it is Free Talk Live. Yes, please feel free to adjust your volumes, you co-hosts, as you see fit, if you have too much or not enough or whatever it is.
We'll adjust the energy levels as needed. Thank
That's
you.
That's right. Yes.
Thank you, Captain.
We're bringing the energy tonight.
We are.
I feel like...
This is the energy we're bringing, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have lots of fun on this show.
Who is the... I'm trying to remember the wrestler guy who did the step into a Slim Jim. It wasn't Superfly. It was Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, brother, we're gonna step into a talk show.
That sounds fun.
Well, it is Free Talk Live.
603.
Keep going.
620.
What?
Sorry, wrong number.
Man.
We don't want to know.
We should almost make you wear the crown of shame just for giving out the wrong number.
Sorry.
603-283-6160. Yeah, brother.
You gotta add a brother.
I think that one's Hulk Hogan.
Oh yeah, you might be right. Okay. Well, all right. It is Free Talk Live. You've already heard the number in the studio tonight. It's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Riley.
And Peakless Mountaineer. Are you going to talk that way all night, Peakless Mountaineer?
That would hurt my throat.
It would hurt mine, too.
Yeah, I think that hurt my throat, too. That's
it's hurting
trying.
Mine just doing it now. This is why I don't sing for a metal band.
Why I never joined wrestling.
Oh, my. Things we do here in Free Talk Live.
Hell of a kickoff, you guys. Yeah, That's impressive. None of that was rehearsed. It was all just spontaneous us.
I know.
It's not like we got together. We got together like yesterday. We ran through okay, when you do the wrestling imitation, we all got to do this too. Yeah, no, we didn't. No, this was just spontaneous.
Oh, don't lie to the people. I insisted that I get the number wrong to make it feel real.
Oh, is that so? Yeah.
Like if we had to write this in reverse, we were like,
wait. This seems way too scripted. Let me screw up the number real quick.
You can't write stuff like this, okay? Doing it
I'm
live.
I'm not sure you'd want to if you could.
Doing it live is far different than, we're on the radio. We're on a couple hundred radio stations or so.
But we could be on more, actually, if you really want to be.
Amps.freetalklive.com. That's right. More. However, like many folks also listen to us not live. So we have a podcast. If you got a podcatcher, you can just look up Free Talk Live, and you'll find it, and it'll be added to your rotation or whatever. So please do that. But many folks, like a lot of folks will be like, oh, you know who you should have on your show? And I go, who? And they name somebody. And I go, okay, here's the number.
Tell them to call.
Right?
You know? I mean, they'll take anybody. If Donald Trump wants to call into the show, 603-283-6160 is the number.
Trump,
I mean,
Biden.
Support yourself, Trump. Demonstrate to us libertarian types why you should be president.
There is one candidate that is running for president this year that I would love to have them call in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Their name is literally anybody else. I'm not even kidding you.
That's perfect.
Because voting for nobody is just passe at this point.
That's perfect. I love it.
If you've been listening to Free Talk Live for any period of time, you know that there's a gentleman who's a sometimes host of this show. His name is Nobody, formerly Rich Paul. He changed his name legally to Nobody so that he could run for some offices and that kind of thing here locally. And so the idea was, vote for Nobody. He made some really kick-ass signs, no pun intended.
Because nobody deserves to have this job. Nobody should have power over you. Nobody should be given the ability to do things that you can't do, like somehow ethically jail people for not doing what you like.
So in that same spirit, this from WRAL.com, which I believe is out of Texas. Might even be Virginia, I'm not sure. But the headline reads, Texas man changes name to literally anybody else to run for president.
Now that's the perfect name for a perfect job. Literally anybody else. Anybody else. Especially for this election season that's supposedly the most important of our lives.
I expect a fairly strong showing for this candidate. I mean, imagine, there you are, looking at this list, and, you know, I'm sure they'll throw in a handful of people that we literally haven't heard about.
It's going to be Trump, Biden, 17 other MFers that, you know, no one cares about or has ever heard about. Somewhere on that list is going to be literally anybody else.
Right?
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, I didn't know that was an option.
And, like, I'm a non-voter, but if I were a voter and I saw that, I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to check the box next to this name. Literally anybody else. I don't, like, it says so much about the American people as a whole, a large populace of people, that they have somehow allowed both of the nasty old pervert versus the nasty old pervert. Again. Yeah. Again.
Why does America love their reruns? Like, why do we have to do this time and time again?
Well,
I mean,
America's
reruns for decades now. Decades. Decades.
America doesn't have the choice in this. Let's not pretend that the people of this nation have any influence whatsoever.
Well, right.
Who actually gets right. this job.
As a mass quantity of people, they do.
No.
Yes, they
absolutely do not.
What has
the people that are in those parties, the people that are in the Democratic National Committee, the people that are in the Republican
National Committee. I'm talking about the individuals, the people. I'm not talking about the bureaucrats. I'm not talking about the people around. I'm talking about the people at large, the 395 million, or whatever it is, people in the United States.
Close to 30, but yeah.
300, how many people?
330.
330 million? Okay, whatever it is. These people have the ability to act as a mass, and they do not.
I don't think they have that ability.
No, they do. They just don't exercise
it. Citation needed.
Because, like, in my life, no one has ever really exercised it.
Mine either.
Okay, if you're claiming that they have this ability, but it's never happened, then you're going to need some extraordinary evidence.
Just because I never kung fu kick you in the nards doesn't mean that I don't have the ability to come
no, but it is some pretty
arc.
Strong evidence. And at that point, I'd need to see, like, okay, so here is Captain Kickass warming up, stretching. He can, in fact, like, reach a 90-degree angle with that leg.
Here's
it's like,
kata.
Okay, all right. So I need some evidence to prove that, oh, well, nope, there is some evidence in that direction. And no, the people have only and will only ever do what everyone is doing. The difference is that we can, as a small group, shift what that thing that everyone is doing.
And hopefully, literally anybody else, that's the person, can help us in this quest.
I hope so, too, because America, we've been FCCing ourselves for a long time. And
yeah, we have.
Literally anybody else would be so much better than Humpty Trumpty. And creepy sleepy Joe Biden.
I'm trying to remember, like, the, so, like, I usually have pretty good nicknames for these presidential FCCers.
Yeah.
Like, Obama.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I
right?
love Obama. Yep. Like, it's perfect. Like, people think that Obama ran on hope and change. No, he was the same old politician that every other politician.
Yeah, he,
well, he ran on it for sure.
Yeah, he hoped to take more of your change.
Yeah,
okay. Exactly.
Yeah.
And Trump was also the same, in my opinion.
I gotta say, though, it was a brilliant campaign slogan because ultimately that is what people want. They want to have some hope because, frankly, it's not warranted in this circumstance.
Well, they're talking back.
When you're talking about the political leadership of the country, they are, in fact, hopeless. And they wanted change. That's not going to happen either, but it's a brilliant campaign slogan.
Change?
The political winds blow so slow. Like,
you had me at the political winds blow.
You're right. You're right. That's perfect. The political winds do blow. They're awful. They stink.
Period.
Like, how would we keep doing this to ourselves, America?
All right, so...
Oh, well, now that's a good question. Largely, it's because people believe in it.
Why do we keep believing in it, though? It's so stupid.
Well,
we left the idea of a king behind, and now we think the president should be an absolute king.
Well, so it's important to remember that every single one of them spent over a decade being indoctrinated as to the virtue of government, as to the elected leaders.
Symbols. They use these symbols.
They do?
These flags that wave, and they use emotion to
sky cloth
peg you to this idea of a nation. And religion sell you this idea of a nation.
Pegged.
And it's all connected. And when are
right
people
now?
Going to wake up?
By this system, yeah, I sure do.
Riley, I really hope that people wake up because it's been few and far between the most awakened, not woke, awakened
I agree.
People
and,
that, that I have met are the folks that I've met here in New Hampshire. Now, sometimes you meet people who just sort of come through New Hampshire, but they're... liberty-minded, they're freedom-minded, they're, you know, maybe they're anarchists, voluntary, whatever word you want to use for people who are basically freedom nerds, right?
Yeah.
But they'll come through New Hampshire. They'll show up at, like, Liberty Forum, they'll show up at Porkfest or Forkfest or some other event or even just, like, a casual gathering. Like, I know there's a... I was reminded that out at the warehouse, if you're familiar with that here in New Hampshire, they're doing a Pine Tree Riot party. Over, like, I think this coming weekend, the whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? So, they're celebrating this past event, which was basically an anti-government revolt, right? I'm paraphrasing, but, like, just to sum it up for those of you not familiar with it, if you're not familiar with it, go ahead and use your favorite search engine and type in Pine Tree Riot and read up all about it. So they're doing a celebration of that, if you will, this whole weekend at the warehouse. And, like, to me, this is like an event where, like, people from outside of New Hampshire can come, meet people from inside New Hampshire, and network with them and figure out, hey, you know, I do this. Are there anybody we can, you know, I don't know, like, co-work with in some way, shape, or form? Can we market the thing that I'm doing? Can I market the thing that, can we cross-promote? Can we, you know, does something that I do help somebody else? Does somebody else do something that can help me? Right? This is where it's all about the networking.
Oh, absolutely. And networking with like-minded people is so helpful. And you have to, and the beauty of it is it's voluntary. The beauty of this is it's not dogmatic, forced upon us by someone claiming to be representing God. Like some pastor in a church.
Right.
It's us coming together by choice, knowing that we're imperfect people and trying to make something more beautiful than we had previously. This is what I love about being in New Hampshire. You know, the people that once lived here believed in the right to rebel. They were the first ones who fought against King George. And now it seems like we're still fighting against King George in the form of the United States government.
Yeah, we certainly are.
Yeah, there's an old story. It's kind of iffy, but it was about a Chinese official asked about what he thought of the French Revolution.
Yeah.
And he said it's too early to tell. And I think that really does apply to the American Revolution as well. It's too early to tell because, I mean, if you realistically look at it, we never did get free of the European powers and England in particular, especially in terms of our monetary system.
Right.
I mean, that has crept up into an absolute dictatorship of our economic system, and we finally have a chance to get out of that.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is the best part, is we have a chance to get out of that if the people want to take the chance. We don't have to have a violent, bloody revolution because violence just creates more violence.
Right.
Revolutionary War created 1812. 1812 began the American Empire building.
Mm-hmm. What we need is a peaceful evolution, in my opinion.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And that is, like, for the first time, like, in my opinion, an available opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Right. With the, we'll call it anarchist infrastructure available to us in the form of things like, I mean, there's old stuff, gold, silver, right? You know, stuff that's been around forever as far as, you know, libertarian economics is concerned. But the new stuff, right? We're talking decentralized network effect technology, a.k.a. cryptocurrency, right? Blockchain technology, right? Stands to replace the monolithic, violent, antique, and barbaric structures known as government.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of the things that what is commonly referred to as government does can be done for a much smaller price, in a voluntary capacity, in a market-friendly way, where it's voluntary, where you decide whether or not you want and need it, and how much of it you want and need, and how much you want to pay, instead of it being coerced out of you.
Yes, so. And that, to me, of course, Captain, is why I'm here, because I believe in that principle. You can't force people. You can't force people to believe the way you do. You can't forcibly convert them.
Well, right. You can, it just never really works out for you in the end.
You can't forcibly convert people. You can force people to pretend that they are converted. And, yeah, this is why I'm very sincere when I'm saying, like, hey, we need to get this working without violence. Because we've seen what happens when you attempt to overthrow the United States federal government violently. And let me tell you, even if the Confederate States of America had succeeded, they would have become a wretched tyranny of their own. So what we need to be doing is, like, with the revolution, we had already mostly transferred how we got things done to these committees of communication and committees of safety. And what that is social infrastructure. The reason that the Great Britain Empire no longer governed directly, although it did economically, but no longer governed politically America, was because we had set up an alternative infrastructure, one that was not monarchical. And now we have the opportunity to set up and to expand a anarchist infrastructure, a voluntarist infrastructure, starting with the money.
And you know, Peekless, you make a good point. Like, starting with the money supply, without a government-controlled currency or a currency controlled by the church or the monarchy or whoever big monolith gang you want to talk about.
Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Which is neither federal nor reserve.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They just print off these paper bills that people are just supposed to pretend are real money. And it's not.
I'm trying to remember the lyric. There's a 80s pop song, and it goes, teach your children quietly, for someday sons and daughters will rise up and fight while we stood still. And, like, that lyric has been stuck in my head since I sort of woke up out of the fog of statism. And it's like, it's not even a song that, like, you would think I would listen to. You hear this, and it's like, it's this soft, very, like, sort of, I'll call it soft rock.
Mm.
And it's got a very quiet sort of
vibe to it or whatever.
What kind of rock is soft?
Yeah, well, there's a whole genre called soft rock. I'm trying to think of a rock that might be soft.
I know a rock that's light. Pumice?
A pumice, yes. A pumice is also could be considered soft. I wouldn't use it for a pillow.
I wouldn't either. I mean, it's a really rough pillow.
But yeah, I mean, the kind of fighting that is important is in your own life, in your own mind, in your own heart, and with your own friends and family.
Oh, like, dude.
And this is what I mean about people, like, they have the ability, right? They have the ability to revolt. They have the ability to stand up. Not only for themselves, right, which should be their first motivation. Most people are selfish, and that's fine. Like, that's what creates individuals is, like, the sense of self, the idea that you own yourself, right? It, like on some levels, it's fine to be selfish, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But once you figure out, you know, how you want to live, what you want to do with your life, you know, what lifestyle choices you want to make, once you figure that out.
What life is giving you, I mean, it's important to seek meaning out of life. Like, we can't just live a nihilistic, meaningless existence. It's not healthy for us. Yeah, there may be times when we feel like, what's the point of existence?
But there's this whole larger population of people all around the globe.
Oh, yeah.
Who seemingly desire to be just like everybody else.
That would be the majority,
and they want to fit in with the crowd. They want to take on the crowd's identity.
It's
and
people who stand out from the crowd who are the individuals who, once they figure themselves out, right, the selfish part, then they can, like, sort of expand that into, they're like, wait a minute, in order for me to be able to be as free as I am, to be the individual that I am, to stand out in the ways that I do from the rest of the population, I must champion for everyone else to have that same level of freedom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's an old saying that it's the nail that stands up that gets hammered down. And you got to think to yourself, well, how would you lose at whack-a-mole? Well, if you have enough nails standing up, you can't hammer them all down in time.
Right. Mm.
And that is how we actually win this.
Right.
And it's such a privilege that we have being here in New Hampshire. And honestly, if you're not in New Hampshire, you've got to go to, like, Freedom Cells and things like that. Because even, like, when Olivia was calling, it's like, well, how do I get some Bitcoin? How do I use these wallets? It's like, well, you know, I don't have anywhere I can really point you because it's things that we teach each other. So you really got to find your local anarchists and teach each other your skills.
Right. We do it here by experience. We have to experience liberty here in New Hampshire in order to really understand it, because if we don't, we are messed. We're screwed up.
603-283-6160.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Snap into a talk show. Or call it to a talk show.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll talk more about literally anybody else. Plus more coming up.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
News update. Shake, rattle, and roll. Aftershocks still being felt after that rare 4.8 magnitude earthquake hitting the Northeast. The epicenter in the town of Lebanon, New Jersey, that's about 50 miles away from New York City. For a period of time on Friday, ground stops at the New York area airports, including Newark, New Jersey, LaGuardia, and JFK, as runways were inspected for cracks. Dave Collins has more.
The U.S. Geological Survey confirms a 4.8 magnitude earthquake occurred. The social media posts started popping up from folks feeling the shake from New York City to Long Island, upstate New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia.
Turning now to sports, the Final Four semifinal games tonight in Glendale, Arizona. First up, the game between Purdue and NC State at 6:09 Eastern, and then number one UConn and number four Alabama play at 8:49 p.m. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
What's that, Captain?
It's a telephone number.
Oh, it doesn't work.
It's 603-283-6160. It, in and of itself, doesn't do anything.
Oh.
The listeners.
So why are you telling us this number?
The listeners to this show, should they want to participate, may pick up their phone, enter that number, and hit send. This is also known to those of you who are above, 30, as dialing the phone.
No, you don't dial, you just...
No, you type in and hit enter or send or whatever the acknowledgement button is on your device of choice.
In that day, there was a rotary. And you stuck your finger in a hole and moved it in a circular motion.
It was a mechanical wheel.
What's that? My parents had a rotary phone.
Yeah, mine too.
And if you were real cheeky, you could just take the little hangy-uppy part and just click it real fast, and you could dial that way.
That's true.
Oh, wow.
In my neighborhood, one of the homes that I grew up in, we had what's known as four-digit dialing. Right, so
wow.
So like our calling number starts.
Heard of this thing.
Our calling number starts with 603-283, right? Mm-hmm. And the last four is 6160. Now, the neighbor next door to us likely would have had a 603-283 phone number assigned to them because of geography. They're right next door, and then they might be like 6270 or something like that. All I had to do to reach the neighbor's house was pick up the phone and dial 6270. They conversely could just dial 6160 and get us on the old landline system, which still exists in large part, like in a lot of America.
Yeah, every now and again you'll see this on the old movies where it's, operator, get me 4210. And they just give you four numbers and the operator knows, oh, well, that's this one. Right. And had to literally manually unplug this part and plug in this part.
Right.
The old days.
And I'm trying to remember what they stand for. The area code is known as NPA.
Mm.
And I think that's like national something, something. I don't remember what it says.
And this is the danger of initialisms.
And then the second
take
part.
The place of knowledge in your head.
Yeah. The second part is NXX. So the area code is NPA. The next three digits in your phone number are known as NXX. This is just national exchange, right? So NXX. X means exchange, right? And also.
So is that the national exchange exchange?
I believe it is, but the reason there's two X's is to account for the randomization of anything between 0 and 9 in that particular segment. So, for example, if you are a business and you're looking for what we refer to as a vanity telephone number, you want a telephone number that spells something. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I remember that.
Advertise, right? 1-800-FLOWERS, right? Yeah, that kind of a thing, right? What you do is you ask for, you know, an NXX with, you know, something vanity, right? You can't really determine the area code. The area code is determined based on your geography of your business. Where is your business located? This is the area code that you must have, right? In New Hampshire, it's 603, right? But the NXX can be, you know. So if you're calling your phone company and you want a special number that says, like, flowers or something like that, you just say, hey, I need the NXX and the last four to be vanity. And they will supply you, generally speaking, with some sort of a list of what's available currently and the pricing to go along with that. Now, much like it's so interesting to me because coming up in telephony as a career kind of has a lot of similarities to the way the internet developed. And I'll tell you one of those ways. And that is with these vanity phone numbers, of course, something like 1-800-FLOWERS would cost you a pretty penny.
Oh, I'm sure
to
it would.
Obtain.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And every now and again, the FCCers, I mean the FCC themselves, will release like a new toll-free exchange. So when I was growing up, the only toll-free numbers were 1-800 numbers. Then, somewhere along the line, 888 also became a toll-free, we'll call it exchange. And then, shortly after that, 877-866 became also toll-free numbers. And then after that, 855 and 844 now are also toll-free exchanges.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I remember that Free Talk Live used to have an 855 number.
Right. Now, the internet, ironically enough, instead of having vanity toll-free numbers, they have vanity URLs. Flowers.com, freetalklive.com, right? You want, of course, a vanity URL for your organization, business, whatever it is you're up to that you need a website for. You want that to be, like, it would not be cool for Free Talk Live to have a website that was like, talktouslivefreely.com, right? That wouldn't be very cool. It wouldn't be
memorable either.
Right, exactly. So, of course, the more popular a web URL, the more expensive it is. The more popular a vanity number, the more expensive it is. Right? These are parallels in the two industries.
So why is it that we can't have a 555 number?
Somehow, somewhere along the way, they, and by they, probably the FCC, somebody, the FCC, Hollywood, somebody in there, decided that Hollywood themselves, the producers of motion pictures and television shows, needed a fake number that they could put in their television and movies where people wouldn't be able to dial it. Now, sometimes there's a television show or a movie where they specifically put in an actual real phone number so that when people hear it, they might
be 867-5309.
Just like 867-5309. Yes. So, like, there are times when somebody deems that the thing that they want to do. But most of the time, they just want it to be like,
Yeah, they want it to seem realistic in the scene. They're like, yeah, here's the phone number. It's 555-3476. Right. Now, 555 doesn't actually dial anything in any area code. They've sort of reserved that for television and movies to make their fake numbers so that they can have this one. We're going to call it a bank of numbers. If you don't know what a bank of numbers is, we'll take our number again, 603-283. And then in telephony, they would call it XXXX, signifying that it could be any number between 0 and 9 in any of those four places. That is known as a full bank, right? So 603-283-XXXX.
So what kind of interest rate can I expect off of that bank of numbers?
Different bank.
Oh.
It's by bank, they mean database. So it's basically 0000 through 9999. Right, so 603-283-0000 through 9999 would be a full bank of numbers. You can't sort of reassign verbal URLs in the same way you can reassign telephone numbers. So that creates a unique difference between the two industries. But what we do know is that the FCC has certainly not been the most freeing organization of people. In fact, they've been incredibly
what,
restrictive.
Captain?
Yeah.
How dare you? The illustrious FCC is protecting the broadcast waves from intruders.
Are you suggesting that the kind of organization that gets formulated under something that is protecting our freedom of speech is in fact hindering our freedom of speech?
How dare you?
That is exactly what I am implying and or insinuating.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Well, that's factual.
Or even flat out stating, depending on how I feel at the day.
Well, now it is.
What I am enthused about, though, is people like the man formerly known as Dustin Bay. This is the man who has changed his name from Dustin Bay to... literally anybody else. He has legally changed his name to literally anybody else.
I love it. I love it because literally anybody else should win this election.
And most importantly, he has launched a bid to become the president of the United States.
Now, here's a quick question. Are they going to ruin the fun of this and, like, and parenthetically put his name after that on the ballots?
I hope not, because he did change it legally. Same. So there should be no parenthetical, you know, anything going on there. After buying the domain name literallyanybodyelse.com last year and starting to sell T-shirts with the name on them, the North Richland Hills father and veteran made it official on January. He was once known as Dustin Bay. Now he says the first name is literally, my middle name is anybody, and the last name is else.
I think it's the most brilliant of all political movers to vote this person, literally anybody else, for president, because literally anybody else should have the office. In fact, Captain, you said on this show that the office should not exist, and I would agree.
Well, and as I've pointed out many a time, Trump is absolutely in the club, so to speak, of, you know, world-running psychopaths. He just wasn't in the special VIP section, which is why they're all so upset about it. Hmm. But he was absolutely in the club of violent psychopaths that will 100% sell out everyone on Earth.
Yeah, somehow Trump got, like, a general admission ticket and, like, moshed his way to the front row.
Yeah. Yeah, just sort of found himself backstage. It happens. But anybody else?
He grabbed him by the, well, you know, in order to get backstage.
Indeed. Of course he did. He wanted to influence anybody he could any way he could.
So speaking of literally anybody else, Else is 35, the minimum age required by the Constitution to become president of the United States, and a seventh grade math teacher. Now he's a media celebrity, too. Quote, America wants something different. We want something better. We deserve something better, he said. A judge had to approve the name change.
We do deserve something better than what the Democratic and Republican parties have handed us. That will always be true.
This is a quote from Mr. Else about the judge.
She looks at it. She looks at me and she says, "Are you really going to be that guy?" L said, "I paused for a moment and I was like, somebody has to."
I know, somebody has to. I'm glad he's doing it. This is so cool.
Else describes his as a mission to neutralize the nonsense he sees as the presidential race between an unpopular incumbent and an unpopular former president. No lies detected.
Right.
I should not be popular, he says. There is zero reason that literally anybody else is taking off the way it is, he said. Else needs 113,000 voter signatures by the middle of May to qualify to be on the November 5th ballot in Texas. He says Texas voters deserve at least three options: Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and literally anybody else.
You know, I appreciate his sacrifice of his own name just to show how stupid this system is.
Like, the more you look into it, people, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of Free Talk Live, the more you look into it, the more ridiculous it becomes.
I know. And the more ridiculous it becomes, the more people want to cling to this dying empire. This dying empire that's screeching its last. This eagle is finally dying. And people want to cling to the dying eagle.
And it's,
why?
It's just even more, I don't know if ironic is the right word, but it's more... like the juxtaposition really hits home for me. And that is that the United States of America, when, you know, everybody talks about the founding fathers and the Constitution, and you go back to, like, the Articles of Confederation and things of that were, like, the precursor to all of that. The overriding idea was this. We should try and make the smallest government possible. That was the idea. Right, the overriding idea, the Articles of Confederation and the Constitution, like, if you just sort of sum it up basically for the layman out there on planet Earth, like, the overriding idea was, we don't want any of these bastards telling us what to do, how to live our lives, how to, you know, this kind of stuff.
And that's definitely how it's sold.
Self-determination, right, self-governance, all that kind of stuff.
Like, if you look up Wikipedia, like, why did we go from the old United States with the Articles of Confederation to this system? They'll be like, well, we made it too small. Like, we were trying to make it as small as possible, and it was just too small. It wasn't able to do these vital things.
Right, and
take care of people's health care.
And so my point is that, the experiment's over. It's been, the United States of America is still one of the youngest countries on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Yet it has become the largest empire the globe has ever seen.
You know, the saying once was, the sun never set on the British Empire, and the American Empire is the same. The sun doesn't set on the American Empire anymore.
And to a very large extent, it is still the British Empire.
It's certainly got many similarities like and resemblances and you know, bridges between the two, that kind of thing.
Well, if you look into it, right? So, I mean, definitely, this country has been run by the CIA since they assassinated its president. And if you look into the CIA and the intelligence agencies of this country, you will find that there is no distinguishing mark between the American spy organizations and the British spy organizations.
No.
There really isn't.
So my point is that somebody along the lines of a couple of hundred years ago or so were like, hey, this government thing really sucks and we don't like it very much and... it's oppressive and, you know, it sort of violates consent and, you know, we basically don't want anybody else telling us what to do and how to live our lives, so let's try to not do that. They set out to get rid of all of that, and we're like, okay, well, let's just make the smallest one possible. And what happened? It became the largest empire the globe has ever seen.
It makes me wonder.
So, like, if that's not enough evidence for you to know, and I don't mean you guys here sitting here, but the listeners and anybody else who might listen to the show later, if that's not enough evidence for you to know that the organization type known as government, whereby they take money via taxation to fund whatever the hell it is they want to do and then tell you how to live your life and what to do with your money, it doesn't work. It does not work. It does not result in people being more free. It does not result in people being more prosperous. It does not result in people being more happy. It doesn't result in anything except for evil, except for death, destruction, oppression, violence, and it's literally the biggest, worst offender on the planet. The organization type of government is the most murderous organization the planet has ever known. There's more deaths attributed. They're the largest polluter. Whatever it is you think is good and righteous in the world to fight for, the organization type known as government is the largest violator of that thing.
But, Captain, what if we had just followed the Constitution? Wouldn't that have solved all of our problems?
No. But, well, obviously that can't be enforced because the Constitution...
There's no enforcement clause in the Constitution.
The Constitution.
Oh, so we just need to fix the Constitution. We just need to alter the scroll a little bit, cast the same spell over again, and this time it will totally bring us small government and freedom.
That's how the Constitution came about. They were trying to do that. They were trying to alter the scroll a little bit, right? Because the Constitution wasn't the first thing. It was the Articles of Confederation.
We're just altering the scroll. I love that concept. We're just altering the scroll a little bit.
No, it's fact. This is what this is. People believe in the magic of this paper.
They do, don't they? They believe it's such a magical document that we got to cling to.
Right. They honestly believe that this piece of paper has more power than other pieces of paper. It doesn't. And... look, I mean, I'll be the first one to say that the idea of having, oh, these are the rules, but there's no punishment if you violate them, is a terrible idea. But I don't think that fixing that idea is going to fix this thing.
If you're new to listening to Free Talk Live, one of the things that comes up frequently is the people who've written things that make sense, that have sort of transferred or are still relevant decades, hundreds of years later. Lysander Spooner famously wrote, "But whether the Constitution really be one thing or another, this much is certain, that it has either authorized such a government as we have had, i.e. the largest empire in Earth's history, or it has been powerless to prevent it, i.e. the largest empire in Earth's history. In either case, it is unfit to exist."
I want to emphasize the last part. Unfit to exist.
Amen.
Amen. When is America going to wake up that this Constitution isn't going to save you, no matter how much you want to pretend you want to get a government back to the Constitution? It's not going to work.
And part of the reason that people don't want to face this is because then they're faced with, well, what do we do? What do we do if this doesn't work? And it's really weird, but the solution is actually simpler than you can possibly imagine.
And what is it?
Principles. You just have to have the same principles for everyone. Nobody gets to put anyone in jail when they're being peaceful. Everybody gets to defend themselves and other people when aggression is occurring.
But Peklas, that will only work when people are good. We have to have a government.
No, it certainly does not. No, that's the whole idea, is that you can defend other people and yourself against those who are not good. That's the whole idea.
Yes.
And that simple thing right there, if we just act according to that, now, once you've got that established, you can make whatever constitution you like. And you can have different constitutions. What a concept!
Wouldn't that be fun to have different constitutions for everybody?
Yeah, I mean, that is
creed.
That's part of what this was sold to us as.
You actually can have that in something we don't have on planet Earth today. A free society.
Right.
You can have your own personal constitution, if you will. And in fact, I would support everyone writing out their own personal constitution, because when you do that and you start comparing it to others, you're going to find, like, oh, you know what? You wrote something similar, but you worded it better, or it applies more broad or less broadly, or whatever it is. And people will begin to suss this all out. And then what will happen is they'll realize that it all just boils down to principles.
Yeah.
Right? And principles are universal.
They definitely can't be.
Well, and that really is the the marvel of our modern wisdom that has taken us thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years to acquire is that there should, in fact, be a set of principles that applies to literally everybody. That there should not be a set of principles that applies to a priesthood that doesn't apply to everybody. That there's a set of principles that applies to
a king. The Ten Commandments, we must obey them. We must obey the Ten Commandments, Peakless.
Well, I mean, the idea that there's a set of commandments that everybody, including the priests, including the kings, should abide by is a good idea. Now, it being that particular set, I don't think has been very effective.
Yeah,
I don't think so either. It hasn't stopped anybody from committing adultery. It hasn't.
Yeah, even if mankind gets together and decides, hey, here's the, I mean, basically, the commandments are kind of like a top 10 list of principles, right? Like, yeah. Here's the top 10 things, you know, humankind has gotten together and figured out that we should kind of, like, follow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even within that, like, people are still not going to act perfectly. People are still going to be fallible. They're still going to fight. They're still going to commit adultery. They're still going to... But they have a guideline to follow
mm-hmm.
from an individual perspective, not from a top-down, we-manage-you-all perspective, from a bottom-up perspective. And that is, the key missing ingredient to human society today, is that we have these institutions known as governments managing us all from the top down, one size fits all. We pass a law that everyone must obey. Instead of from the bottom up, where, like, oh, we've had some pretty good thinkers, sit down and, you know, think about all these things and go, hey, you know what? We think this principle kind of covers a whole lot. For example, the non-aggression principle.
Yeah. And the truth is, it has always worked peer-to-peer. Like, if you look at what enforces social morality, it's always the people that you know that enforce it on you.
Right.
And that's the only way it can work. So let's go ahead and do that intentionally.
603-283-6160. Will you vote for literally anybody else? The man who changed his name to run for president? You can call, talk about that. Anything else coming up? We'll talk about Elon Musk.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure are stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.